You're listening to the Cultivated Careers in Alternative Proteins podcast, a podcast which features students and early career professionals who work in the alternative protein industry, where they discuss their journeys and deliver advice on how you can start a career in this revolutionary field. I am honored to have a legend in the alternative protein space on the show today to share their experience first starting in the industry over a decade ago and how they have grown since then. Perendi Burdi has thrived in startups for the past 15 years and is currently building her fourth, Essentia. Perendi has been at the forefront of the alternative protein industry since 2013. She earned a degree in biochemistry from the University of Kansas with the goal of advancing the sector. She then helped build two leading alternative protein companies from the ground up, Good Meat and Mission Barns. Throughout her career, Perendi has established and led multiple functions, including R&D, marketing, strategic partnerships, and product development. She is a well-rounded entrepreneur with a track record of success, from closing partnerships with leading global meat producers to developing the first commercially available cultivated meat cell lines. Today, Perendi is the founder and CEO of Essentia. Her ambitious vision is to make meat that is better than anything we've ever known. She's starting with hybrid meat for the massive, untapped market of people who want to eat better but don't want to give up meat. Perendi also serves the industry as an impact investor and advisor to Food System Innovations, Alt Collective, and Talist. Beyond alternative protein, Perendi also ran her family's business, a Montessori school, for 3 years, growing the business to over $1 million in annual revenue and successful exit. Some of the topics that we cover in this episode include what it was like working in the early days of the industry, what hybrid products are and why they are important, and how Perendi helps out the industry outside of her full-time job. All right, now on to my conversation with Perendi. Welcome, Perendi, to the Cultivating Careers in Alternative Proteins podcast. I am extremely delighted to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I'm looking forward to chatting with you as well today.
All right. Well, to begin, maybe you can start off with talking a little bit more about how your journey into the alternative protein industry has been and how you feel it is unique.
Yes. So I have been working to advance the alternative protein sector from its earliest days. I've worn many hats from scientist, entrepreneur, investor, advisor, and more. I've helped build three companies from the ground up, and I'm excited to build my fourth here, Essentia, which I know we'll talk about more on the podcast. I've been building startups for the past 15 years. In 2010, my mom expanded her Montessori business, and it started to grow very quickly to the point where I actually dropped out of college to take over all of the business functions. I didn't know much about running a company at the time. I had to really quickly learn all of the fundamentals, but within a few years, we grew it to 30 employees, $1 million a year in revenue, and a successful exit, and was able to retire my mom. And then zoom ahead to 2013, I learned about this crazy idea. It was called in vitro meat, what we know as cultivated meat today. Back then, there were about a dozen people working to make it a reality. And overnight, I became one of those people. I got a degree in biochemistry to advance the field and joined as an early member of Good Meat in Mission Barns. A few years later, I helped build these cultivated companies from the ground up, from developing the vision, setting the strategic path, and hiring the team. In both startups, I began on the technical side with my background in biochemistry. I contributed most on the cell line and media development areas, but you know, really being an entrepreneur at heart, I gravitated towards the non-technical functions. So I led efforts across kind of various departments from business development, marketing, HR, you name it. And then about a year ago, I took a step back and asked if I was working on the most impactful thing. This led me to work on various projects to advance the alt protein sector, everything from co-founding an industry-wide MarComms organization, helping create infrastructure for cultivated meat companies to be more collaborative and strategically share IP, to doing a research deep dive into the blended meat category. And I felt at that point that blended meat had this potential to be this silver bullet to solve some of the biggest challenges facing plant-based meat. But at the same time, it was so wildly underexplored. And so I conducted in-depth consumer insight research, hired food scientists and chefs to do R&D, and every week that went by, I felt increasingly optimistic that blends just hold this massive potential to transform the food system. And so today, my thesis is that millions of people tried plant-based meat in search of better protein, but were disappointed as products struggled to meet their expectations around taste and health and price. And this leaves a huge gap in the market of frustrated consumers who want to eat better, but don't want to give up meat. So I've recently started a company, Essentia, in the space, and if you're interested in joining or learning more, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Wow, that is a extremely impressive background. I remember when I read your LinkedIn profile, I'm like, oh my God, she's been involved with all these companies. Damn. And for such a long time, especially from those very early days, and you've seen them grow and you've learned so much from them. And now you're starting your own business. It's really, truly amazing.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. So, one particular thing I'm kind of curious about is during your work at Mission Barns, or that particular role there, I imagine you met with a lot of CEOs of other meat companies. I'm curious to know, how do they perceive the alternative protein industry? Do they view it positively or negatively?
The CEOs I met with believe that alternative protein is the future of protein and are seriously exploring new alt protein solutions. The smartest leaders recognize that with the world's growing population, we need to find safer, more efficient, and sustainable ways to feed the world. They know conventional, industrialized animal agriculture is just incredibly resource intensive and will likely be viewed as an antiquated method of meat production. These executives are evolving from seeing alternative protein as a threat to understanding that it represents a tremendous opportunity. Through strategic partnerships and collaborations, they really understand that they can future-proof their companies by diversifying their protein sources.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad to hear that they view it in a positive light. So I was just curious to hear more about your very early experience working in the alternative protein industry. What was it like in the early days?
Working in the early days of alternative protein, specifically the cultivated sector back in 2013, was just incredibly exciting. At the time, there were only about a dozen or so people that were truly committed to making cultivated a reality. And so the questions we faced were very foundational. We were asking ourselves, is this even possible? What fundamental research and development even needs to be done to assess if this is viable? It was a period filled with just so much optimism and excitement. There was a real feeling that we were at the forefront of something revolutionary, and there was this strong, tight-knit community of passionate people all working towards the same goal. Those early days were filled with memorable experiences of charting this unknown territory, but really the true impact lies ahead.
Right. And speaking of lying ahead, how do you feel that the early days shaped your career and made you into the person that you are today?
I like this question. Everything in my past has really led me to this moment in my career, this moment of founding Essentia, both in terms of the person I am as well as my theory of change. I've been in startups for the past 15 years. I was raised by entrepreneurs, so there's some kind of common threads that have been instilled in me to think big, challenge conventional constraints, always be looking 10 years ahead, to be resilient. Those are the lessons that have just really been instilled in me. And in terms of my theory of change, I've spent the last several years analyzing the psychological, physiological, social, and cultural dimensions of the food experience. I've read countless papers, attended conferences, and more. But honestly, it's pretty simple. We regularly, repeatedly purchase products that we love, products that we crave, products that we're familiar with and fit into our identity. And really getting that, like really genuinely understanding that is what drew me to blended meat, because that's exactly what it has the power to do. Blends are uniquely positioned to deliver that familiar, craveable taste of meat that aligns with who we are and fulfills our deepest satisfaction.
Right. So you mentioned blended meats there. I guess we should back up a little bit. And for people who maybe aren't familiar with the term blended meats or blended products, can you elaborate on what those are and then explain about why you decided to particularly focus on blended products?
Blended meats combine animal and plant protein, and I've decided to dedicate myself to this category and to build this company because I truly believe it's the most impactful thing that I can do with my time. When I started my research in the blended sector, I felt that blended meat had the potential to be this silver bullet to solve some of the biggest challenges facing plant-based meat. But at the same time, it was just wildly underexplored. And so I asked why. And after several months of in-depth consumer insight research and product R&D, I became convinced that this category has the potential for massive impact. And when you analyze both plant-based meat consumer insight research, as well as actual market data over the past few years, it's clear that a major segment of the population is looking for healthier protein products. 100 million people didn't buy plant-based meat by accident. That's the number of people who have tried it over the last few years just in America. We don't get those numbers by coincidence. I think it speaks to something deep and real inside of people that's drawn to these products. And so millions have tried plant-based meat, hoping for something better, but we're disappointed as these products struggle to meet their expectations around taste and health, which leaves this huge gap in the market of frustrated consumers who want to eat better but don't want to give up meat. And so rather than making plants taste like meat, we use them to enhance meat, to offer something genuinely better. So imagine products like a truffle mushroom meatball. It can meet consumers' expectations around taste while offering a healthier, clean label product that they actually want.
Seems like a very logical and probably effective way of getting people to adopt a more plant-based diet. It's sort of similar to the, I'll say, flexitarian movement, where if you can convince one person to go vegan, that's great. But if you can convince 10 people to go flexitarian, that's even better, just from a pure total amount of meat reduction perspective.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'm totally with you. When I look back, I'm a very logical person, so it's just so logical. Millions of people tried plant-based meat because they wanted to eat better, not necessarily because they wanted to eat vegan. And so now there's just this big market of people that are ready, that are waiting, their ass is clear, and now it's really time for this category to come in and deliver just in a way that we haven't been able to do yet. So yeah, I'm totally with you.
Yeah, likewise. I guess that leads perfectly into my next question, which is how do you foresee these blended meats shaping the future of the protein industry?
As I said before, I'm building this company because I believe it's the most impactful thing I can do with my time. And that's not because of the short-term meat reduction impact, but because of its ability to really elevate the entire alt protein sector. In fact, I actually chose the name Essentia for our company name. It's, of course, not the consumer-facing brand name that will change, but the company name referring to how we can uniquely ascend the alt protein industry to new heights. I really believe that if we can build blends into a massive category, it will really elevate the entire alt protein sector. And our industry must evolve. We must become smarter and stronger and more connected to our consumers in order to win. So, a question, just like you were saying, that I reflect on and would challenge your listeners to honestly reflect on is which feels more achievable? A world in which 10% of the world goes vegan, or one in which, let's say, 20% eat blends without sacrificing on taste and price and health, these primary purchase drivers. And really reflecting on that honestly is what drew me to this category, and again, why I'm so excited to help build it.
Yeah, it's a very pragmatic approach you're taking.
Absolutely.
So now I want to talk a little bit, not on particularly the work that you're doing with Essentia, but I know you have a bunch of other advisor roles for alternative protein organizations. So can you elaborate more on what your involvement is with each one, and how do you manage to balance all your time with all of them?
Yeah, I do wear many hats, have many roles, some which are not even on my LinkedIn. Yeah, I'm an advisor to a few alt protein startups and nonprofits, Food Systems Innovation, Talist, Alt Collective. I do some work with some conventional meat companies as well on the consulting front. And yeah, there's a lot of synergies between my work. They're all kind of focused on the same mission, which of course really helps. I guess I put in a lot of evening and weekend hours. I'm driven to do what it takes to push this mission forward from multiple angles. So while it's kind of a constant juggling act, the big picture impact I can have by leveraging my experience and network across the alt protein space makes it really feel well worth my time. And I'm just deeply passionate about this work. And so I'm determined to be a driving force for real change, kind of whatever form or shape that takes.
Well, I commend you for all that you do. That's extremely amazing that you're able to manage it all.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm impressed with what you're doing, putting this podcast out. Education is such an important part of it. So many people who are these high impact leaders in the space got into it from podcasts just like this. So thank you for putting this on.
I appreciate that. And in terms of education, I know you spend time helping students. So why do you decide to do that?
Many leaders in the space have lifted me up over the years, and so I want to pay that forward. I've gained valuable knowledge over the years, and I want to share that. I care about this work and want to support the next generation of leaders and innovators who are going to be driving this change. The mission is too important not to support those who will carry it forward. So it's really, again, just the mission that is motivating me there.
Well said. I think the mission is really what drives many people in this field, and I really appreciate the mentality that people have within this industry because they're so mission-driven. They're very much about paying it forward, and it's really great that you're doing this.
When I look back at my career and I think about those people that really moved the needle in a big way, you know, within companies or within nonprofits in the space, that's very much the common thread is they have that mission-driven perspective. And so, yeah, if there's people who are coming into the space and they have that motivation and they want to find the most effective way in, I'm always happy to take time to help them find their way into the space.
Fantastic. And if you manage to inspire just one person and they end up having a huge impact, counterfactually, that's the great achievement in and of itself.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a logic person, I'm a numbers person, so that's the calculus for me as well.
Fair enough. So, what advice or resource recommendations do you have for job seekers in the alternative protein industry?
When I'm hiring people in the space, that mission-driven component is really important. People who are ambitious, who can think outside of the box. Strategic-minded, nuanced, kind of first principle thinkers are my favorite people to work with, and people who can really hone those skills and demonstrate that in the interview process, I think goes a really long way. In terms of resources, I would recommend checking out Food System Innovations, Good Food Institute, Alt Protein Careers, Talist, Alt Collective. Between those five or six that I just mentioned, you'll find all the resources you need and really how to enter the space. And I imagine we can leave some links in the show notes for those organizations as well.
Yep, I'll definitely include links to all of those in the show notes.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, so maybe we can go back to Essentia and just to wrap it up here. So, for people who really want to get into this industry, is Essentia actively hiring? And if so, what roles and where should people apply?
Yeah, we are always looking to bring on the best and brightest. This could be a small advising consulting role, something much larger. But really, the best thing to do is to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I think we can include that in the show notes as well, and we'll go from there.
Excellent. All right then. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today, Perendi. It's been so wonderful to speak with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Best of luck.
A key takeaway from this episode is that dedication to this industry can pay off in the long run, and the growth and adaptability of the industry allows you to grow along with it to find where you can best contribute, because there's a place for everyone, including you, to be a part of the alternative protein revolution. Talist, a leading organization connecting talented individuals with impactful careers in the alternative protein industry, has recently launched their own newsletter, Alt Protein Careers Navigator, which shares exciting updates, industry news, and opportunities that connect you with the future of food. I've included a link to the first issue in the show notes.